Hi, everyone. I'm home.
Hi, honey. Supper's almost ready.
Great. I'm starved.
What's in the box, Willie?
I'm fine, Alf. How are you?
Racked with curiosity, cloaked in conundrum, and carrying a thesaurus. Now, what's in that box?
Did you ever hear the expression, curiosity killed the cat?
Yeah. It's usually followed by the expression, pass the plum sauce.
Hey, Dad, what's in the box?
It's a dead cat, B. I'll split it with you.
It's not a dead cat, but I think it is something that you and Brian will enjoy.
Is it the remains of the elephant man?
It's a tent. I thought you might enjoy camping out in the backyard.
Why? The refrigerator and bathroom are in here.
Look, you're gonna get to stay in the backyard in this tent for a couple of days.
Why?
Because my Uncle Albert called. He's coming for a visit.
Oh, no.
Uncle Albert, why is he coming? He doesn't even like it here. All he does is complain.
Well, it's not like this place is Shangri-La. Albert stays in the tent.
No, you're staying in the tent, Alf.
Well, I don't want to sleep out here. This place is swarming with armored leeches.
Those are snails.
I don't care if they're slugs with hunchbacks. I'm not sleeping out here.
Look, Alf, we always make you stay in the garage. I thought sleeping in a tent would be a nice change of pace.
Yeah. Listen, will and testament. Since Uncle Albert is such a pain, why don't you just tell the guy to bug off?
Oh, I can't do that, Alf. His family.
Fine. Now you're stuck with an unwanted house guest.
Isn't it strange how that pattern keeps repeating itself?
Why? Kate's mother's coming too?
Let's just put up the tent.
Fine. Why is it taking so long?
It's taking so long because you keep undoing everything I'm doing. Would you please hand me a box of wing nuts?
Wing nuts? I'm afraid I've eaten them.
You ate a box of wing nuts?
I thought it said walnuts. Don't bother looking for the package marked tent steaks.
I think I better just finish this by myself.
Fine. I'll be over here if you need me.
I'll keep that in mind in case things go too smoothly.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Fine, except Alf's digested most of the parts.
Willie? What happens if the ball hits the paddle?
I don't think you'll have to worry about it.
Willie, Uncle Albert just called.
He's not coming?
He's coming. He wants to know what shoe size you wear.
Oh, all right. Why bother to bring shoes when he can borrow mine?
What a mooch. Now whose shoes am I supposed to wear?
He also wants to know my dress size. Maybe he wants to buy us gifts?
Give Schmiffs. The guy sounds like a pervert. I guess I'll have to pound some sense into him.
You're not to beat the house guests, Alf, not even Uncle Albert.
Well, this guy sounds like a real monkey's uncle. No offense, Willie.
Oh, you're right. He's terrible. He's no sooner in the door than, hey, it's freezing in here. Turn up the heat. What's that stink? Is that you cooking in, Kate? By the way, I'm going to stay another week.
Whoa. What a great impression of Betty Davis. Willie, I can't stay in that tent. I'm deathly afraid of the outdoors. I once got caught in a meteor shower without my umbrella.
Nice try, Al.
Thanks. I was going to faint, but I think I made my point.
Too bad we didn't buy it.
You didn't?
Oh. Alf, you fainted on a snail.
Whoa. Chocolate cake.
Check.
Chocolate ice cream.
Check.
Chocolate pudding.
Check.
Acne pads. Check.
What are you guys doing?
Alf's teaching me how to be a box boy.
I'm collecting refreshments for my stay under the big top.
Alf, it's only for 2 days.
Well, that's why I'm not bringing my toothbrush.
Hi, everyone.
We're back with Uncle Albert.
Why do they walk into a house yelling?
That's a signal for you to get into the tent.
Oh, and here I thought they were going deaf.
Well, Bri, let's put a smile on for the old fogey.
Oh, slippers. How thoughtful. And how unexpected.
Uncle Albert, this dress is gorgeous.
Yeah, I know. I picked it out myself.
Oh. Would you look at these beautiful children?
Us?
Man, you've blossomed into a lovely young lady.
Well, thank you, Uncle Albert. It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Or anyone.
And Brian.
You remembered my name.
Well, of course I did, Brian. Here, give me five, huh?
I don't have $5.
Tanner Witt.
First I've heard of it.
Brian, how would you like an Angels baseball hat, huh?
How much?
Come on, it's free.
Thanks, Uncle Albert. I'm gonna go show up the guy in the tent.
The guy in the tent?
Oh, he has an imaginary friend.
Oh. Now, Gwen, guess where this is from?
You found it on a bus.
No, it's from Gucci's.
Gucci?
Well, what happened to the Army-Navy store?
Oh, not anymore. Not from my Lenny.
Well, thanks.
It's my pleasure. Now, let's all go to dinner, huh?
Oh, I...
Don't worry. The tab's on me. Oh, but I'm not paying for Brian's invisible friend.
Oh, could you believe the size of that dinner check? And Uncle Albert left a 30% tip?
He usually only leaves 30 cents.
What are we going to do with all those leftovers?
I think they may have been taken care of.
Meatball? No, thank you.
Alf, did you eat all of that food?
Yeah. And for the first time in my life, I actually feel full.
Why aren't you out in that tent?
It's too dangerous out there. I had to kill a 50-foot water snake with my pocket knife.
There are no 50-foot water snakes in the backyard.
I'm telling you, it was bright green, and it spit water.
That was my new garden hose.
Oh, no wonder it was sucking on the spigot.
Let's go in the kitchen, huh? I'll make you breakfast. Katie, Why are you washing the dishes?
They're dirty?
Why do you do that?
Uncle Albert, could I ask you a question?
Shoot.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Why are you acting so nice?
Yeah, the dinner and the cab rides and the Gucci and the slippers and the 30% tip.
All right, I'll tell you. Come on, sit down. I have changed. And it all began when they took me to the hospital after my heart attack.
We didn't know you had a heart attack.
Who did? Nobody missed me, so nobody checked on me. I was flat on my back for a month. No visitors, you know, no get-well cards, not a phone call even. And that's when I began to realize what a louse I must have been. I realized I have to mend my ways. That's why I came.
Well, you're off to a good start. We hardly remember the old you.
Thanks, Katie. That's what I wanted to hear. Now, you two go on before the old me comes back.
We wouldn't want that to happen.
Go on. I got tuna fish to make.
Okay. See you after work.
I'll be back in a little while.
Come on. Now, you're making me feel all squishy inside.
Care for a cookie? All right. After your nap.
Hello, social services. Hold, please. Hey, Willie, call for you on line 4. Sounds like Sammy Davis Jr.
Hello?
Hey, man, how'd you like this clever ruse?
Why are you calling me at work?
You promised to stay in the tent!
But we're out of canned peaches.
You called me for peaches?
Well, I also need grape leaves, yellow cellophane, and a tag for the toe.
A tag for the what?
You're not writing this down, are you?
No, I'm not. What is this all about?
All right. It was gonna be a surprise, but Uncle Albert's dead.
What?
Hey, don't worry. I've already started the embalming process. That's why I need the peaches.
Wait!
Willie, the true Sammy's going on the road again?
Alf, what is going on here?
We're celebrating. Uncle Albert is gone.
He left without saying goodbye?
It was rather sudden.
Kate.
Where are my peaches?
Is it true about Uncle Albert?
Well, apparently so. I mean, talk about the perfect guest. He came, he was nice, and he left before we got tired of him.
Okay, please.
Hey, come on, man! Lighten up! Here, have a hat.
Have you no respect for the dead?
Dead? Alf, you said Uncle Albert was gone.
You thought he left?
Oh, my God.
What happened? Alf, exactly what happened?
Well, I was in the tent watching TV.
He saw you?
Yeah. I offered him one of Kate's cookies, but he keeled over. Hey, don't take it personally. Some people just don't have a sweet tooth. Speaking of which, Did you get those canned peaches, Willie? I need to finish basting the deceased. Hey, hey! Let the guy marinate in peace!
Hey! Are we having a party?
I'm trying to.
This isn't a party.
Sure it is. It's just like a birthday party. Only someone else has to blow out the candles.
It's true.
Hey, come on. Don't blame yourself, Willie. Gosh, if anyone killed Uncle Albert, it was me.
Kate, you think this tie is too loud for a funeral?
Willie, the tie is black.
It's charcoal.
It's fine.
How are you guys holding up?
Okay, I guess.
It just doesn't seem fair that Uncle Albert had to go now. Just when he was learning how to be a good person.
I know. How's Alf taking it?
Not too well. He still thinks it was his fault.
But it's not. He couldn't help it if Uncle Albert stuck his head in the tent.
I told him that. But he said that his looks were lethal and we should get him a permit for his face.
I'll try talking to him.
Thanks, honey. Willie, we really should go. Now, if you need us, we'll be at the Waxman Funeral Parlor.
Okay, have fun.
Bye.
Alf? Alf, are you in there?
Go away.
I brought you some banana bread. Alf, please come out of there.
No! If you see me, you'll die.
I've already seen you. I know what you look like. Alf.
I'm double bagged for your protection.
Come on, eat some banana bread.
I'm not hungry.
You really are upset. What was death like on Melmac?
Predictable. Everyone died at the same age. 650. There are no surprises, and you could plan.
You could stock up on fruit and things?
Exactly. And the week before you go, you give away your personal belongings. The year before you go, your credit cards are canceled.
I'd be afraid to know exactly when I was gonna die.
Hey, I'd be afraid not to know. That's why I feel so bad about Uncle Albert. I took him before his time. Thanks to me, he didn't have a chance to wrap things up.
Yes, he did.
What are you talking about?
See, Uncle Albert came here to make amends, to show us that he really could be a nice guy. A lot of people don't get a chance to do that, but he did.
Really?
Really.
Well, if that's true, then I'll get over this eventually, but I'd still like to stay in this box a while.
I understand. You need some time to think.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Lynn. You could leave that banana bread.
Hey, you're out of your box.
Yeah. How was the funeral?
Oh, not so bad as I thought it would be. When I first got there, I was feeling pretty down. But then I started thinking about the last few days with Uncle Albert. And I started remembering some of the things that you'd said. You know, I had to smile. Because I could see him now in an entirely different light. He didn't have a care in the world. I actually felt happy for him.
Spoken like a true Melmacian. I'll bet he's up there right now, listening to us.
Uncle Albert. Thanks for stopping by. So, Alf, what are you doing out here?
Well, pondering our place in the vastness of the universe.
It is humbling. You know, it's been said, a man's life is but a small parenthesis in eternity. Looking at the stars makes one realize how inconsequential we all really are.
Yeah. It also gives one a crick in one's neck. Could you push my head down? A snail! Thanks. That's more like it.